I'd like to request you to please sit tall. Become aware of where you are at the moment. Maybe look around in the room. Take a few deep breaths. When you're ready, close your eyes. Breathe in this moment of awareness that you're here in Radha Desh. You're sitting together with like-minded devotees, friends. Breathe the atmosphere of this retreat in. It was a little strong for the lamp, it just fell. You're here now in Radha Desh. Leave your daily life behind, your actions, your thoughts, even your relationships. For those of us who are college students, your anxieties, if you will pass or not, leave it behind. Arrive here. You will do a very powerful visualization and you will go to Vrindavan. Now bring your attention to your breathing. There's air all around you. Feel how the air fills your lungs, goes into your belly even, and examine the sensations in your body as you breathe in and out. Some of your minds are not yet with the breathing. Please just bring your mind to the breathing. No need of any mental talk at this moment. With the next inhalation, feel how you smile gently. Yes, you're breathing in joy. And with your exhale, you release tension, stress. When you breathe in joy, and you smile gently. Just maybe an internal smile, just as you exhale, you release yourself from all tension. Mental tension. Life has become extremely simple. Here we want to just get rid of tension and mental stress and so many thoughts. Huh? Now prolong your exhale. And you will see how you will automatically deepen your in-breath. Please become aware of the air surrounding you. Air is touching your garments, your skin. Just continue breathing slowly and observe how this air comes into your lungs through your nostrils and then leaves you again. You can help yourself focus by mentally saying in when you breathe in, and by mentally saying out when you breathe out. Observe how the air comes into you and leaves you, and how you are separate from this air, different. Very good. Now observe the touch of the cloths on your skin. Your shirt, your dhoti, your other cloth. Just become a little bit sensitive. And then feel and observe how you're different from the clothes and the garments that you wear. Different from the air, different from the cloths. Continue to gently breathe in and out. Now feel how your body is a coat that is surrounding you. Feel and observe the different sensations in your body. Feel and observe how there is my foot, my legs, my upper body, my shoulders and arms, my head. And now feel and observe how you are different from that body. Now, observe your thoughts. You've heard the instructions so far, you have tried to take them in and execute them. See how you were observing yourself as you were breathing in and out, how you were observing the touch of the air on your skin, how you were observing the sensations in your body. And now step one, step back. Just observe yourself observing. Go one step back and understand how you're even different from your thoughts. You're even different from your mind. From this moment on, we will not try to think so much. We will not try to observe. We will only try to experience what comes next. Go into your heart space. As you breathe in, you will be able to observe how there's a feeling of joy, maybe of light, maybe of security. Just center yourself in this heart space. Carefully listen to the three sentences from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I am an eternal soul. I am eternally part of Krishna. Krishna is my infinite master. I am his servant. In this world, I have the unique chance to reconnect with him. Now you are ready to enter the sacred space of Vrindavan by meditation. It's important to understand that this space is not an area which you can just invade. There's a saying, fools rush in where angels don't dare to tread. No, to enter Vrindavan we need permission. Without permission, there's no admission. Let us ask permission of the divine spiritual master who revealed Vrindavan to the world. In our mind's eye, we approach the marble Samadhi Mandir of Srila Prabhupada. We enter through the gate of the Samadhi Mandir. Srila Prabhupada's impressive golden form greets us. Knowing well that after their disappearance, saints are fully present in their Samadhi Mandirs, we humbly prostrate ourselves and ask for blessings to enter the land of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his consort, Srimati Radharani. Om Ajanati Mirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkest ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torch of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Here at the feet of Srila Prabhupada, who is an eternal resident of Vrindavan, we can now formulate our inner resolve, our sankalpa, like Srila Prabhupada. I wish to enter Vrindavan in my mind. Express a prayer, express an intention to Srila Prabhupada, because soon we will go onwards forwards. When you are ready, pay one more obeisance. And leave in gratitude. Exit Srila Prabhupada Samadhi Mandir. Take a left and walk through the wide open wooden gates into the main temple. We notice that the temple is completely empty and peaceful. Somewhere in the distance we might hear the soft sound of the temple music, an occasional bell. However, all the sounds and smells are supporting our meditation. We cross the inner courtyard, leaving the beautiful tamal tree to our right, and move straight to the balustrade from where we feast our eyes on the beautiful forms of Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar. Start your visualization from the lotus feet of their lordships and come finally to their lotus faces. Look at the expression of Radharani's face. Perceive the kindness of her compassionate heart, which manifests in her love-laden glances. Now, in your mind's eye, look at the lotus feet of Shyam Sundar. Bring your gaze up and look at the expression of Krishna's face. Perceive the kindness of his compassionate heart, which manifests in his love-laden glances. Radha Shyam Sundar have been with you since time immemorial. They have cared for you even before you knew of them. And they have directed your life's journey up to the point where you are now. It's a very good time to pray to them. There's a wonderful prayer which we would like to speak to you. Krishna to mahana yadi bale kabara maya banda hoite Krishna tare kare para. One is immediately freed from the clutches of Maya if he seriously and sincerely says, "My dear Lord Krishna, my dear Radha, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I am surrendering unto you. I'm your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service. In our mind's eye, we will now go to a place before the altar. We will sit down and we will join the kirtan.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare.
We will conclude this particular session with a very nice meditation of Prahlad Maharaj. May the entire universe be blessed with peace and hope. May everyone driven by envy and enmity become pacified and reconciled. May all living beings develop abiding concern for the welfare of others. May our own hearts and minds be filled with purity and serenity. And may all these blessings flow naturally from this supreme benediction. May all of our attention become spontaneously absorbed in the rapture of pure love unto the transcendent Lord. Very important when we engage in spiritual activities like this little meditation, that we don't do it with a selfish concern, an egocentric concern, but that we genuinely wish for the welfare and benefit of others. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed us that Nama Ruchi is one thing, the taste and the holy name, but then comes Vaishnav Seva, service to the devotees, and ultimately it should extend into Jiva Daya, mercifulness towards all Jivas. To end your meditation, you can rub your hands like this. Bring the hands to the eyes like palming. And then bring your hands away from the eyes and look into the lines of your hands as if you see them for the first time. Wow, you look like accomplished yogis, and some of you like people like coming back from a country they don't know, to a country that is to now they also don't know. What we experience when we go onto these journeys is a switch off. We go from the normal thoughts, the normal wave patterns of our mind, into more spiritual thoughts, and because some of us are yet new and don't know how to inhabit the land of the Spirit, we need to do it a few times, and don't worry, we will do it a few times differently, but same ideas. The whole idea in this chanting, so to say, in Vrindavan is to stop the normal distracting thoughts. And if you do this a little bit more often, you will become so peaceful and energized by doing it that it is very good. But at the beginning, we need to practice a little this absorbed chanting. I do remember there was a godbrother of Srila Prabhupada who became 108 plus years. When he became 108, everyone stopped counting. His name was Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj. He was very favorable to the devotees in our movement and often helpful in questions regarding puja. So he stayed in his old age next to, in Jagannath Puri, there was next to his window a tea stall. You know, and tea stalls where you can buy tea in India, they always play this absolutely kitschy and horrible Indian music, you know. I can only say it like it's contemporary entertainment. And once he was asked, you are in Puri, you know, you are next to the tea stall. I mean, this loud music must disturb your chanting. No, he was known for chanting always on his beats. And he said, what music? He was somewhere else. He was in an atmosphere where his mind could not be disturbed from outside distraction and also inside distractions, because his mind was purified. So I would like to now request you to turn to your neighbor. We don't have much time for this. For about 5 minutes, I like you to discuss with your neighbor your experience, what went well for you, what did not go so well for you, and so on. Move it a little bit around, because afterwards we will do a little pause and then move into group japa. Huh? It's very important that you all participate in this sharing or reflecting, because it will solidify your experience and you will become more clear of what happened for you. So please don't stay just for yourself and just dreaming a little off. But it's important that you now engage in sharing and discussing. Huh? So...
machen. Normalerweise würden wir ja Japa machen. Ja.